Well, one of the big stories, I think, whether you're a Republican or Democrat, is the moderators. Mm-hmm. Much more aggressive, much into fact-checking, not on Kamala Harris. No follow-ups. Fact, not opinion. There was no follow-ups with her. And there was a bunch with Trump. But it wasn't just people in the moment thinking to themselves, these two moderators thinking to themselves, I wonder how accurate this is. It wasn't instinct. It was preparation. Mm-hmm. They prepared. They studied Donald Trump's all his debates and his stump speeches. And they were ready to fact check the former president.
Just the former president, not Kamala Harris. Yeah, Mark Penn wrote an article with, who's the other guy who wrote it? Andrew Stein. And he said, as we reviewed video and we compared notes, we became concerned about the role ABC and what it did to our democracy. They said the moderators were supposed to be neutral and they were supposed to be neutral referees, but they decided in advance to fact check Trump and not Kamala.
And in fact, part of this op-ed they've got in today's Wall Street Journal says when referees put their thumbs on the scale, the game changes. The results have to be thrown out. We are robbed of our time and democracy is drained of its meaning. A presidential debate shouldn't be a staged wrestling match. It should be a feature between two candidates on a level playing field so voters can make up their minds.
Well, yeah. But, you know, here's the thing. I always shoot straight with you. I do. And Donald Trump knew when he agreed to that debate that the executive for Disney who oversees ABC was she and her husband's very good friends with Kamala Harris. She had hosted multiple fundraisers for Kamala Harris or donated to her going back to the 1990s. Such good friends, her husband and Doug Emhoff, the husband of Kamala Harris, such good friends. They'd been either extraordinary friends or best friends. New York Times referred to them as both in two separate pieces. They introduced Kamala and Doug. Okay, so I'm gonna give a lot of shade to ABC News and the moderators. What they did was unethical. It was dirty. It was sleazy. But what was Trump thinking agreeing to this? And he knew he was headed into a disaster. He could have still pulled the plug when he went on Hannity on the 4th of September. And he laid all this out like I just did. Oh, they're best friends. Trump said, I think she's going to have the questions in advance. Why? Why did you do it? Why would you do that? The Republic is on the line. She said no to Fox. We need to get smart. We need to stop doing dumb things. We need to stop accepting that they get to write the rules. And what day is this? Friday? Well, we're getting all kinds of fact checks. She lied her butt off through that whole debate to the point where the mainstream media isn't going to fact check her. The head of Goldman Sachs, the CEO, has to come out and said she lied. We didn't endorse her budget. We didn't say anything like that. She's just lying. But it didn't matter. It's too late. It's too late. Poly markets. I like to look at poly market instead of individual ones because poly market measures the political betting market. She's up. She's up a couple points. You know, but make bad decisions. See things coming. She should see things coming. And by the way, I saw it coming. You could check my Twitter feed. I actually posted something over the weekend about this debate. And I said, I'm probably, the only one dreading this debate. And I was dreading it. I didn't even talk about it the day before. I couldn't. I was too upset that he was doing it. And I wrote that on Twitter. And I wrote exactly how it would go. And then it went down that way. Exactly as I said it would. To a T. It was as if I had watched it. Why? It's common sense how this is going to end. It's common sense how this is going to end. There's no other way that it could go. Here's what I wrote a few days before the debate, begging him to start prepping because I knew he wasn't. He likes to brag. He doesn't prep. I knew she was prepping. I knew this would happen. I wrote this. I'm dreading it tonight. Why do we do this? Would it surprise anyone if Kamala's seen the questions? He's a weak debater and then he doesn't prep. He could be a great debater. On the few issues, he knew what he was talking about and had done the work because he was involved, like Afghanistan, he rocked her. You can't go in there to a debate like this having not prepped. He does not like to do debate prep. And now she's got the momentum I was afraid she'd get. She's got it. I don't trust polls, but I do trust the poly markets. Now we're looking at throwing the swing states, North Carolina and Georgia, into the toss-up column. Well, that's the price of not doing the work. If you're not willing to do the work, you don't walk into to ABC knowing you're going to have to debate the moderators. You don't do it, but he did. He did it. That's on him. It's not on them. And I mean, I don't blow smoke. I mean, I will tell you. I wrote this back on September 8th. This may be an unpopular opinion, but Donald Trump is not a good debater. He's the best campaigner I've ever seen, but that doesn't translate to being a good debater. It's not that he can't do it. It's that he undercuts himself by refusing to prepare, and it shows. She's going to give it the best 90 minutes of her life. She will rapid fire lies at him. And if he doesn't have command of the facts and comebacks like usual, he could actually lose. I wrote days before the debate, begging him. I tagged everyone whose Twitter feed I have in that campaign and begged them. Somebody get to him. Beg him to debate. It's still not, you know, beg him to prep. It's still not too late. 2 days would do it. That's all he needed. For instance, I wrote, does Trump even know that it broke recently that Biden and Harris caught 99 illegals on the terror watch list at the border and turned them loose in the interior? He's never mentioned it. That broke in August. From the House Judiciary Committee, they got actual documents from the Department of Homeland Security. Indisputable. He's never mentioned it. Please, someone close to him, I wrote, show him this. Have Trump stop what he is doing now and spend the next few days preparing facts and figures and responses. She will rapid fire lies at him. And if he doesn't have a command of the facts and the comebacks like usual, he could actually lose. Trump had a poor debate against Biden. He did. That was largely unnoticed by our side because Biden defeated himself with his dementia. If Trump performs like he did in the Biden debate, he could lose. Trump misses way too many opportunities, I wrote, because he clearly hasn't prepared. He's got a fantastic shot to finally hold Biden-Harris accountable for the almost 4 years of hell that put the Americans through. And he needs to command the facts about those 4 years to do that. Again, I wrote this days before the debate. Wasn't popular. But my aim isn't to be popular, it's to be right. And when I don't like what I'm writing, I want to be right. I nailed it. I just retweeted it yesterday. See, told you. If I can see it, the people around him should have seen it and should have said, do not do this debate, cancel this debate, whatever it takes, if you're not willing to prepare. And he wasn't. Now, the good news is Trump has the best recovery time of any politician I've ever seen. It's about 2 weeks. The bad news is that next week, the voting starts in two of the swing states. So this is why they wanted to put this debate where they put it on the calendar, which I also explained. And they know he'll recover. He does. He shouldn't. So many other politicians would be finished by many of the things Trump does and says and the gaffes. He's not. I've never seen anything. He is truly Teflon Don. But it's going to take him a couple of weeks to come back from this, and we're going to need a couple of gaffes from her. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't trust the polls, but I do trust the poly markets. They've just been historically very right, especially poly market. The individual ones can go up and down, and there's some bias in those too, because more on the left or more on the right like to use them to bet. But yeah, the poly markets across the board, she's up. She wasn't. She'd been losing. So we got to take a deep breath, cross our fingers, and pray to God. Now, the good news is, when you look at the top 10 stories for the last 2 days in this country, it's not this way this morning, but it was the last 2 days. Two of them were about Springfield, Ohio. Why? People are like cats and dogs eating ducks. What? And they looked it up and went, oh my gosh, they found Springfield, Ohio. They had to do their own work, but they found it. So bad that the governor of that state's now had to send the state troopers in to try to quell the Haitian disaster there, right? Which tells you what? It struck a chord. So he may be able to recover from this as that news gets out. That's, again, trended 2 days, two two top 10 articles in the country. People are seeing this. They're hearing about the 20,000 strong Haitian flood in a 58,000 population city and going, oh my God, this could happen in my town. But he needs a good weekend. She needs a bad weekend.